Construction is a grueling line of work. Undocumented workers in Philadelphia say wage theft and verbal abuse at the hands of contractors can make it even tougher. WHYY's Jimena Conde spent the past year with a construction company whose employees think a worker-owned business model could be a solution to these problems. But adopting the model is harder than it sounds.
This is Alfredo. Juan and Gonzalo.
Hola. Mucho gusto.
Javier García Hernández and three of his colleagues move some tools and miscellaneous wires from a construction site as they await a city inspector to greenlight the next phase of their project. The men stand in front of an excavated basement in a gutted South Philly home. Javier's colleagues, members of the construction company Mexcon, used buckets to widen the basement, transferring the dirt to a dumpster outside.
It's quite something. We dug about 10 feet and down and 10 feet, 15 feet back. It's a lot of labor. It's not a small job.
With the inspector's approval, the gutted property starts to look like a real home within a few months. Javier estimates it will go for at least $500,000, and the homeowners will likely never know about all the sweat the group poured into it.
People come in and buy their houses all finished, all nice inside, but there is a curtain of pain and pleasure. This is the pain. They come and they enjoy the pleasure.
For Javier's crew of 40 undocumented plumbers, electricians, and carpenters, the physical labor required to make top-of-the-line homes is the easier part of the job. Last year, three of Javier's colleagues were deported before a morning staff meeting. Bouts of depression are common among workers whose families are not with them in the U.S., and then there's the issue of getting paid.
We've always had trouble when it comes time to collect. They find X reason as an excuse, and they don't pay.
That's Santiago. He helped Javier start Mexcon in 2015. WHYY agreed not to use his last name because of his immigration status. Santiago says right before the pandemic reached the region, the group was left hanging with an unpaid $15,000 invoice. The irony in the situation is the men founded Mexcon with the hopes that running their own construction company could help them avoid wage theft, a well-known problem in the industry. The men also hoped they could avoid the type of abuse they endured at their final job before splitting off on their own.
At that job, I realized that we were mistreated. This guy would come in and yell at us and throughout the day. He was very derogatory, names and very offensive. He was lucky we didn't beat him up.
No one in the group had ever run a business before 2015. The group came up with the company logo before it even opened a bank account for the business.
It's like, holy shit, we got a check for Mexcon, but we have no bank account and we have no business. We just call a company Mexcon and now we're getting checks made to Mexcon. So I got a check for $5,000 to make to Mexcon and that's it. I can't cash this check.
The banking oversight was an easy enough fix, and the company has managed to remain democratically operated all these years. All the workers get a vote in what jobs they take, as well as scheduling. Yet the pandemic has revealed Mexcon, which is open about employing undocumented workers, remains vulnerable to wage theft. And if there's another coronavirus-related construction shutdown like there was in March, Mexcon workers are bound to lose work without access to state and federal unemployment benefits or small business support. Javier says the only way to protect themselves is to become the developers.
If we were to say, okay, we're going to do this tile on this house, but we own the house. We're not only going to get paid for the service, but we're also going to make a profit if we sell this asset, this investment.
There's just one problem. Javier doesn't have tens of thousands of dollars to buy a fixer-upper or even an empty lot. Together, though, some of Mexcon's men think they can add to their buying power. A modest loan from a bank would be the final boost. Rebooting Mexcon as a worker-owned business would create a structure where, say, 10 members of the company could all be stakeholders in the venture. Santiago says they'd share the profits as well as any losses that come from buying and flipping a home.
Es mínimo. No es así que digamos que...
It's a small investment. We're already poor. We can't get any poorer. So let's take the risk. That's what we came here for, right? Like they say, we didn't come here to see if we can make it. We came here to make it.
No venimos a ver si podemos.
But throughout the course of the pandemic, Santiago and Javier will learn why some of the workers who could benefit the most from a business overhaul are the hardest to convince. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.